Psalm 91 is a scripture that is precious to many Christians because it speaks of hiding behind God. God is my shield. God is my fortress. Hiding under his wings. I've known many Christians who have survived the most terrible of circumstances, tragedy, of hardship, of sickness, and of danger, who have found comfort and strength in this psalm. Like to read part of it. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. On two occasions, Jesus was taunted by Satan and by evil men with words from this psalm. When he was tempted in the wilderness, the devil taunted him with the 11th and 12th verses. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. He had asked Jesus to throw himself off the pinnacle of the temple and to test God, to tempt God. And he says, doesn't the Bible say this? That God will guard you in all your ways, if you really are the Son of God, if you really are who you think that you are, throw yourself off the temple. It would have been a great sin. But he was taunted with this. And then when he was on the cross, people came and taunted him and spit upon him and reviled him. And they quoted from this scripture, verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. And they said to Jesus, if God loves you, let him deliver you and take you down from the cross. You see, God never said that we wouldn't have trouble, we wouldn't have to walk through the fire, that there would never be an arrow that flew by day, or a terror at night, or pestilence that would come near us, or destruction that would waste at noonday. He said that he would deliver us through it all. It says of Jesus that he prayed to God with tears. He prayed to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard. He still had to die. How was he heard in that prayer and saved from death? Through the resurrection. The same way we are saved and delivered, and God delivers us. It's not that we won't go through the fire. It's not that we won't face danger and death. But God is always there with us to be our shield and our buckler and our fortress, so that we can face those things with courage and with the strength that only God can give us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. Your word is precious to me. That promise that no evil will befall me. I know that bad things will come my way, but the evil of them will not touch me, because you're walking with me, and you love me, and I love you, and I know that you will bring me through the fire and the flood. In Jesus' name, amen.